Only 4% of universities in the U.S. are R1 research institutions, and Temple University is one of them. This means 100% of students have the opportunity to participate in hands-on learning and research with world-class faculty. With over 600 academic programs across 17 schools and colleges, Philadelphia's largest public university provides students with a rich variety of opportunities and propels graduates to succeed in their careers. Temple University. Schedule a campus tour today at admissions.temple.edu/visit.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Now for our story.
Mr. McKillop?
Yes, Your Honor?
Are you ready to present your new testimony?
That I am.
Then you may call your witness to the stand.
Very well. This is Lisa Fenner.
Lisa Fenner walked quietly to the witness chair and seated herself. Slowly, fearfully, she raised her eyes, looking into the faces of the many people whose lives had been changed through her act when she relinquished her baby son to Kit. They looked back at her, some anxiously, some bewildered and puzzled, for none of them, except Aunt Mary Lane herself, had any idea of the revelation she was about to make. The one person who did know, only too well, since the full guilt was hers, was not there. Kit's seat, next to Jesse Calvert's, was empty. For a moment, Lisa looked toward Jesse and the baby boy Jesse held in her arms, while on the other aisle, a few rows back, Lily Devon leaned toward Aunt Mary's son, Randy.
I don't get this, Randy. Do you understand what's going on?
At this point, Lily, your guess is as good as mine.
Lisa, here. Well, that's the thing that gets me. Randy, look at Peggy. That expression.
Yeah, poor kid. She's had a tough time of it lately. Worrying about Bill. And then there's Nicholas. This hasn't been any picnic for him.
Yeah. He must feel something like a punching bag at this point.
Yeah. Not much of a send-off for their wedding.
About the wedding, Randy. Are you sure she wants to go through with marrying Nicholas if Bill doesn't get custody of the baby? Because if he doesn't, there really wouldn't be any reason why... Well, that is, there wouldn't be any obstacle between her and Bill at all, the way I see it.
Well, perhaps it looks that way, but... Oh, it's hard to explain, Lily. Even if the baby is given to Kit, well, Peggy couldn't let Nicholas down now. Not after he's gone through all this, been so patient and understanding. I guess she figures the least she can do is try to make him happy.
I don't know as I could do that. Not if I had someone else on my mind.
No, I don't think you could.
I'm not sure the way you mean that. Compliment or insult?
You know, Lily, you're...
Whoa, let's not get off on me. Let's stick to the trial.
Okay, if it bothers you. Anyway, it doesn't look as if Farnsworth will question Peggy again.
I hope not.
You know, when I saw the kind of tactics that guy uses, I understood why Bill took a poke at him the other day.
I wish Aunt Mary would tell us what goes.
Lily, lean over and...
What?
Never mind, they're getting started again.
Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Now, young woman, since this is what you might call the 11th hour in the case, we don't want to waste a lot of time with red tape. I'll just run through the routine questions so that we can get at the meat of the matter in good time. Now, first, your name, if you please.
Lisa Fenner.
Your address.
Well, I've been living in Chicago in a friend's apartment at 55 Oak Street. But just now, I really haven't an address. You see, I had intended to take the train to New York last night.
Well, then apparently something happened to change your mind.
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
And what is your husband's name?
His name is Lance. Lance Fenner.
What is your profession, Mrs. Fenner?
I'm a dancer.
And your husband?
Lance is a dancer, too.
And you and your husband work together professionally as partners, as a team. Is that correct?
That's right.
Tell me, Mrs. Fenner, have you and your husband ever been separated?
Yes, we have.
For how long, please?
and we were separated for more than a year.
And during that time, you didn't see Mr. Fenner at all, huh?
No.
Where were you living during this period, Mrs. Fenner?
Well, most of the time I was in California.
In California?
Mm-hmm.
You were in California when you and your husband decided to go separate ways.
Yes, in San Francisco.
But you left San Francisco about that time, did you not?
Yes, I went to Los Angeles.
And eventually returned to Chicago, where you were reunited with Mr. Fenner. Is that how it was?
Well, not exactly. You see, it was some time after I returned to Chicago before I saw Lance, Mr. Fenner again.
Hmm. Then you did not immediately reach an agreement, a reconciliation, huh?
Oh, no.
But at the present time, you and your husband have patched up your differences. Is that true, Mrs. Fenner?
I don't know, Mr. McKillop. I don't know.
Lisa Fenner's voice broke miserably. Did Lance know the truth by now, she asked herself? Had Del told him after Lisa had stolen out a side entrance the night before, leaving her husband waiting for her in the car in front of Del's nightclub? And if Del had told Lance the truth, how did he feel toward Lisa now? As these questions flashed through the young dancer's mind, Del Shipley in Chicago had just glanced at her watch, thinking,
it's almost 11. They must have started by now. If only Lisa doesn't lose a nerve at the last minute. It means so much to so many people if Lisa tells the truth. It's a good thing Mary came up here yesterday. I couldn't do a thing with that girl. Lord knows I tried hard enough, but I guess I haven't Mary's gift for making people see things right. I talked myself blue in the face, but nothing happened. Not a darn thing, except I usually wind up by getting them good and mad at me. Lisa doesn't fold up at the last minute, get scared, it'll sure throw a bombshell into that trial. Kit palming that youngster off as her own. Ben Calvert running all over town boasting about his grandson. Oh, I'd give a lot to see the old buzzard's face when Lisa tells him that kid is hers. Lance took it pretty hard when I told him last night, finding out Lisa's been deceiving him. Not that he's any angel, he knows that. He made his mistakes, and plenty of them. But to find out your wife has a kid, that you're a father all of a sudden, to be told your son's been given away to another woman, oh, that would be hard to take. And the way he looked, I couldn't tell if he was sore at Lisa or whether he understood what she'd been up against. Oh, I wonder if he did go down to Huntsville, and if he did, what's he planning to do?
Well, it won't be long now. If I hadn't had that blasted flat tire, I'd be there by now. If only I'm not too late. Before Lisa. I still can hardly take it in. For a minute last night when Mrs. Shipley said, your son. Now, they must be nuts. Lisa. Giving me a runaround. Whatever her reasons were. I can't take a thing like that lying down. I know she's easily frightened and all that. But another woman talk her into giving up her own baby. Our baby. Well, I'm taking over now. Gosh, it's a screwy world. The messes people get into. I did act like a heel there in San Francisco. If I hadn't, maybe all this wouldn't have happened. Maybe a guy has to make a lot of mistakes before he knows what the score is. You're lucky if you get some idea about what makes the world tick. Work out some kind of a routine before it's too late. Maybe it's too late now. For me. Well, this must be Huntsville. Yeah. There's a courthouse. Okay, Fenner. This is it. Here's your chance to show that gang you won't be pushed around. Custody suit or no custody suit. They're in for a big surprise in there. Because I know exactly what I'm gonna do. And there are a few people who aren't going to like it.
After Lance Fenner parked his car across from the courthouse, he strode quickly toward the entrance. But Lance was a little late. His wife was already on the stand.